USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas state troopers are seizing record amounts of fentanyl at the border crossings from Mexico. Jennifer Hatch with the Department of Public Safety saying the cartels sell it as synthetic heroin to increase their profits. Officials estimate they have seized enough fentanyl this year alone to kill 200 million people.
Bob Dole was a man of his word.
That's how President Biden described late Senator Dole during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden and Republican Dole served together for many years in the Senate, Biden praising Dole's willingness to work with Democrats to get things done.
It came time for literally the deciding vote on whether we're going to defund Amtrak, and he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
A new inflation report is released on Friday.
The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that inflation jump that many were expecting. It was led by a spike in energy and gasoline prices. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November, a significant month-to-month rise. And it shows over the past 12 months, prices have climbed by 6.8%. That's the highest year-to-year increase in nearly 40 years. Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, lay the blame directly at the White House door.
When you look at the out-of-control spending, you're certainly seeing it weaken American families and certainly our financial security.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The Biden administration insists that its projections show inflation will go down next year. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow unfazed by the latest news, trading in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing backlash after saying retailers in her city aren't protecting themselves enough against criminals. This comes after a recent surge in smash-and-grab robberies across the United States. Illinois Retail Merchants Association President Rob Carr joins Fox News and says these incidents should be taken more seriously.
This is part of a coordinated effort, and we're part of a broad coalition, national, called United to Safeguard America from Illegal Trade, and it's trying to raise awareness that these crimes, these organized retail crimes, are funding things like guns on the street, illegal drugs, human trafficking, terrorism, and a lot more.
A member of the Monkees has died.
Most people know Michael Nesmith as the monkey in the green wool hat who wrote some of their greatest songs. Others know him as a businessman who helped inspire the creation of MTV, or the son of Bette Nesmith Graham, the multimillionaire inventor of liquid paper. Michael Nesmith, singer and guitarist, died Friday of natural causes at the age of 78.
Hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Nesmith and Monkey bandmate Mickey Dolenz performed in Chicago, Illinois on their farewell tour just last month. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.